Our scripture reading is in Revelation 3:15-18. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen.
Morning, happy Sabbath again. So we just know that really our time is short. 70 The time of our Lord is soon coming. We need to be prepared. And we know that it is Christ and Christ alone that we need to be able to do that. So let's have a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, all praise and honor and glory to thee on this holy Sabbath day that thou hast set aside after creation, after creating man, placing him in the garden. And we thank thee, Father, for your grace and for your love that is sufficient. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, sacrifice made on Calvary, so that each and every one of us may have eternal life. So we just ask for that guidance and direction. We thank thee, Father, that the requirements and the request for your children, that they may be met through the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Yes, Christ and Christ alone, we know that there's no other way. And let's just look at our scripture meditation, Deuteronomy 7:9. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know ye therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Yes, God chose a people, Israel, to be his representative on earth at that time, because he loved them. And just as he has chosen his people today, the remnant church, to represent him on this earth at this time, because he loves us. We know that there's many definitions for love and all kinds of things. But we know that we are looking at a faithful God, as it tells us there. Faithful in Hebrew, to stay, to support, to be firm, to have utter dependability, and that is utter dependability upon God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithfulness is what God has done. God already has proved himself because he kept his covenant and is keeping his covenant today. Have any of you ever purchased a self-help book? There's a couple of hands. We know that there's self-help books out there for every reason, every occasion. You know, for almost every occasion, all kinds of self-help opportunities. And I don't know, I think one of the biggest is how to get rich. How to make money. You do that to But then there's no self-help to start a business, whatever else. Self-help to find love for behavior, for marriage, self-help for marriage. Self-help to win friends and influence people. That's only a few of any kind. But what about the Bible, the Word of God? Can you call that a self-help book, self-help opportunity? In many respects, I do. I call the book the self-help book. It may be the true self-help book, for it shows us how a person can gain salvation. If you'd quickly look at Revelation 3:16, as we've had before, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. And then turn to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 23 and 24. Familiar verses. Matthew 6, 23 and 24. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So we're talking about two masters. And what is a master? I know we can find a lot of definitions, but just simply put, a master that has one that has sway over another. And in this case this morning, it's God or Satan, whose characters and interests are different. God wants to apply to our hearts to give us salvation. Satan wants to influence so he can destroy us. What a difference. God applies to our hearts, as I said, Satan seeking after us. And it has been said that making no choice is making a choice for evil. And we know that it can and it does cause chaos in a person's life. So let's go to Revelation 3:15. That's our scripture reading for today. Back to there. And especially verses 17 and 18. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel to thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy white nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see us. We know that if we don't align ourselves with God, we're going to lose. We have to have that alignment with Him. We need to pull on the full armor of God that He supplies for us. It's not our own armor, it's His. And the Word of God, the Bible, and what is required of us. If you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10, we're going to see it. Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 through 15. Here's a sermon by itself, and it could take a long time. Probably each thing that's said, in, especially in verse 12, can be a sermon of itself. So if I was going to use this for my complete sermon, we'd have to be here all day. So it's what God requires, a request of the ancient Israel, and what He requests of us today. And if we look at verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? To fear the Lord your God. We need to reverence God with love. Walk in all His ways. a right lifestyle with him, to love him where he first loved us, to serve the Lord your God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Verse 6, to keep the commandments of God. There's our requirements of Israel. These are our requirements of us today. And these are requested by a loving God, showing his love through the Lord Jesus Christ, allowing him to be sacrificed on the cross. Verse 14, heaven and heaven of heavens. Heaven, the atmospheric heaven, the one right above us, the heaven of heavens, where God dwells and wants to meet with us one day. As he called Israel, he is calling us to be his chosen people. To know that we are not even worthy to be a team with God. But, that word but always can be but, you know. He has chosen you and me because he loved us. He loves us. We need to turn our hearts over to him if we haven't already done so. And so we'll look at verses 17 through 21 also of chapter 10. For the Lord your God is God of gods and a Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons nor taketh reward. He doth exercise the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth the stranger, and giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy God, that hath done for thee great and terrible things which thy eyes have seen. We see that faith. We see the love, the white raiment, which is the righteousness of God, of Christ, the wedding garment, the robe of righteousness that we all may wear one day. We have been chosen to follow God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we would turn to Joshua 24. Verses 14 through 25. I'm not going to read all of them, but if we'd skin over them for verses through 14 through 25. And how many times in these verses do we hear the words, we will serve the Lord? We see it in verse 15, where Joshua and his family will serve the Lord. Then verses 18, verse 21, verse 24, three more times the people say that they're going to serve the Lord. And we know by history what happened, how long that lasted. Depend on who? We know that we have to depend on the master. And is your salvation secure? How do you feel about your salvation today? Is it secure? Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. Romans 8, 23. Or 29 and 30. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. It is our salvation secure. And we can say a definite yes. God originated it. He effected it. And he will complete it. Christ and Christ alone is what we need. And then turn to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Verses 15 through 21. Galatians 2, 15 through 21. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I would build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with God. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by law, then Christ is dead in vain. We know that we need to die daily. And it says justified, to be reckoned righteous. We know that we are justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 17, we need to come to Jesus for salvation. But yet if we're still sinners, then the provision of grace is sufficient. Is insufficient. But we know that the provision of the grace of Jesus Christ is sufficient. Jesus is sufficient for us to have that grace, to be a child of God. So we know that it is Jesus, and Jesus alone. And it's also said that we should look more on the mercy side of the law of the Ten Commandments than on the probationary side of it. And I believe that's true. To look at the missionary, we know that most of the things tells us what we can't do or should not do. But yet there's that mercy that is in there, blended within. And the law of the Ten Commandments. How about keeping the law all the time? Have you ever tried to do that? We know that it's impossible to do, to keep the law all the time. We have the carnal flesh. We have the spiritual. But we do know what we need, or we should know, I mean, to know what is required of us. As we read in Deuteronomy, required of Israel, required of us today. We need to have a perfect or a personal relationship with God. And that also can be stressful at times. The pull of the world pull us one way, pull us another way. But we know that we need to meet God and the Lord Jesus Christ there in the middle. And we can overcome. Verse 20, it tells us there that as a child of God, the child has to die to sin. Has to die to the world and get rid of any means to gain salvation. For there know that we know that there are no means to gain salvation other than Lord Jesus Christ. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. We can have that assurance today. I pray that each one of us does here this morning. Christ living in us. We know that no one can keep the law all the time. But through Jesus Christ living within us, God will accept us as if we had. But there's also another but in there. We know that God will not do everything for us. There are things that we need to do ourselves. We need to work out our own salvation. No one can do it for us. And yes, we can help other people in their quest to make that decision. We give them the information that they need for Christ. But we know that that person has to make the definite decision themselves. With the help of the Holy Spirit, they're not left to do it by themselves. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, just as the Holy Spirit has helped each and every one of us. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to reveal righteousness in our lives by the working of the Holy Spirit. Again, not by ourselves. But I still say that the Bible is a self-help book. It can help each and every one to gain salvation, to gain what we're looking for in life now and in the future. Oh, the surety of our future to be with our Lord Jesus Christ one day. You see all that's going on in the world today, we know that it's getting worse. Darkness is getting worse. And we don't want to live in that darkness. But yet, right now we are. But yet, to have the warmth in our hearts of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that one day that we will see our Lord. To glorify God by living the life of Christ, our Savior. We know that it is Christ and Christ alone that we are able to do that, and only through Him. And I just pray that each and every one of us realizes that, and we will work towards the goal to have salvation, to be able to see our Lord and Savior one day soon. Yes, until God calls us home, which is a surety, and that through the Lord Jesus Christ we may be able to accomplish these things, and through the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Our Father God, yes, we may know what is required of us, and we know that it is impossible to do what is requested of us if we do not die to self daily. We need to have that daily cleansing. We know that no self-help book except your word can help us to die daily. Thank you, Father, that each of us have the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to help us to make the decisions necessary for salvation. Thank you for the information through thy word that you give to us, that we may give to others for them to make a decision whether to follow the Lord or go in the opposite direction. We know that there is only one way, Father, and that is this, through the straight and narrow gate, through the door, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we go our way today, we just thank thee that the Holy Spirit be with us, and that we will reflect Jesus in our daily lives this week. In Jesus' precious name, amen.